I recently relocated to Dubai to accept a position in the finance industry. The salary I was offered was just too good to turn down. I really enjoy living here. The city has developed considerably in recent decades, and now there are lots of things to do. Actually, 80% of the population is made up of expats and immigrants. Compared to most other places in the Middle East, it's very laid back and liberal. Of course, you still have to be careful with the city's Islamic rules and customs. For example, drinking is not permitted outside of licensed hotel bars and hotel nightclubs, but to be honest, it's so hot most of the time, you wouldn't want to drink outside anyway. We spend most of our time in cool hotel lobbies, air-conditioned taxis, and shopping malls. The city has many different districts. Downtown Dubai is home to the world's largest mall, the world's tallest tower, and the tallest hotel. It's a great place to take anyone visiting from overseas. If you're traveling with your family, you will never be stuck for things to do, since this area of Dubai has lots of great family-friendly activities. For example, going to the aquarium or perusing the amazing souks, where you can find everything from jewellery to cheap knick-knacks. If you feel like doing some skating in the middle of summer, just head down to the ice skating rink. If art is more your thing, then pop on over to Al Quroz, which is the up-and-coming art and culture area. While the area looks like an industrial suburb with lots of warehouses, it is actually home to many permanent art installations. The area boasts great museums featuring works from international artists and great little cafes you can relax at while museum hopping. If you love architecture, you should make sure to stop by the Bir Dubai area, where you'll find some of Dubai's most historic buildings. There is also Oud Metha, which is home to a largely residential area and some fantastic recreational facilities. There are bars, theme parks, and even dinner cruises.